Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk made a big entrance on Twitter with a video of himself walking into the tech giant's San Francisco, California headquarters. Musk, who is officially set to take ownership by Friday, shared a clip of himself walking into Twitter's lobby while carrying a sink. Musk said, "Entering Twitter headquarters, let that sink in." Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is under federal criminal investigation. The probe comes 5 years after the Department of Justice dropped its corruption case against Menendez, who was indicted in 2015 for allegedly offering public favors to a Florida eye doctor in exchange for lavish gifts and flights on a private jet. The new investigation is similar to the other case, but involves a different group of people. As the nation has seen the Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman's mental health on Tuesday's debate stage with Dr. Oz, many now understand why Mr. Fetterman only agreed to the debate after mail-in balloting was started. GOP Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida on Newsmax overnight weighs in.
Yeah, we want to be empathetic to people who've been stroke victims, but it doesn't make you a bad person if you don't want a stroke victim to be your neurosurgeon or your airline pilot.
Pennsylvania House Republicans filed two articles of impeachment Wednesday against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, charging him with not adequately enforcing state laws and implementing policies they say have contributed to a spike in gun violence. 2 days earlier, an investigation concluded in a critical 63-page report that Krasner's policies are tied to rising gun violence in Philadelphia. With the global microchip shortage, Toyota Motor Company announced Tuesday it will replace one of the two electronic smart keys it delivers in Japan with a mechanical key for now. The car maker is in a rush to fill Japanese orders. Toyota is the world's top-selling car maker. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pennsylvania senatorial candidate and recent stroke victim John Fetterman has refused to turn over his medical records, and now we know why.
More than 5 months after experiencing a stroke, Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman struggled at times to explain his positions and often spoke haltingly throughout a highly anticipated debate against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz as they vie for a critical Senate seat. This was from the opening minutes of the debate Tuesday night.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
When pressed to release his medical records later in the debate, he refused to commit. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee, without any GOP selections, has announced dates for President Trump.
Attorneys for former President Trump have agreed to accept a subpoena issued by the Democratic-led January 6th Select Committee. One attorney received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president on Monday. Trump has until November 4th to provide the documents and until November 14th to testify. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazon Prime. Baltimore travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Happy Thursday morning. Good to have you with us. We've got, hey, Bob Bupre. It's been a while since we've talked to Robert. The political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. He's a businessman, a banker, a real estate developer, all that good stuff. And he's still staying on top of the buffalo. He can tell you that they're still roaming, right, Robert?
They sure are.
Well,
he got a little trouble at the ranch this morning.
That's what I understand. Now we got a little cold front going through the area there, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's almost November, so it's time to be winter up here at the mountains.
Well, we've got a lot of cold weather going through the country right now. The Democrats have done everything they can to take the heat away from us. And, of course, the people up in the Northeast were especially concerned with, Bob. As you know, the energy sector has been so compromised. And, you know, it's quite interesting. You know, people want to blame Joe Biden, but I say, look, you got to go back to Barack Obama. I mean, here you were. You served as a congressman. You saw the underbelly. I don't know that you ever thought it could get this bad where our government would be so turned on its head and weaponized and that we would be doing everything we could. I say we, the government, is doing everything it could to, prosecute political opponents.
Yeah, it's really, well, I don't use this word lightly, but it at least borders on being criminal what they've done. Mm-hmm. To the energy industry. I was talking to an oil and gas man the other day, and I told him if I've ever seen a takings, you know, where government actually comes in and illegally confiscates the property that you have, they've done that to the oil and gas industry. And one of the truisms you mentioned, I've been a businessman, one of the truisms I learned along the way is that economies expand, jobs get created on access to affordable, sustained energy. That's always been a hallmark of the American economy. And especially as we're coming out of COVID, as you're looking to get the economy moving again, here they go and wage war. Again, I don't use that lightly, but that's what they've done. They said they're going to put them out of business.
Right.
Why is beyond, I guess, all in the name of Mother Earth. But, you know, that's another place where we ought to be applauding the energy industry. Nobody's cleaned up air. No country has cleaned up their air and their environment better than we have, all while becoming 100% energy independent. Not anymore. Now we got to go begging to people all over the earth, like the Saudis and Venezuela and even Vladimir Putin. You know, please sell us your energy. It's insane. And again, I think it's I really do think they have stepped over the boundaries of what ought to be a criminal liability.
It really is treasonous, Bob, when you think about it. You talk about the takings and what they've done to the energy sector. I mean, look what they've done with inflation. I mean, they've taken money away from people out of their bank accounts, out of their 401ks. This wasn't some accident. This was a designed policy, regulatory decision by the Biden administration, which is consistent with what we experienced under Obama Biden. So, again, you can't tie this to, you know, the Republican Party or anybody else but these progressive Democrats. And, you know, here they are supposedly a minority of the Democratic Party. But, well, I'll tell you, it's minority rule these days. I mean, whether it's, you know, drag queen hour at your children, your grandchildren's school, you know, a small amount of people, you know, that are allowing young girls to be raped when they thought that they could go into their restrooms on a campus and think that they'd be safe. But no, you know, with today's idiotic, you know, kind of understanding of law and order, which, as one person said, it's not about law and order anymore. It's about lies and disorder. You know, and what they're, how they're imperiling the American people with some of these decisions, you know, based on minority rule and minority perspective. You know, you mentioned, you know, all this green energy and stuff. I mean, all this stuff is being turned on its head, Bob. Last time I checked, it's still a theory, isn't it? I mean, there's not any scientific proven fact to tell you that, you know, however way they're pronouncing, you know, global warming or climate change. I mean, climate change and warming has happened from day one. But the way they're trying to present it is if it's so deleterious that the, you know, the world is about ready to just, you know, explode. And that's from the wisdom of a teenager who's yelling and screaming that looks like she needs more medication and education than anything else, right?
I'm laughing, but you're absolutely right. Greta Thunberg, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, she's apparently the leader of the pack. And you're right, a teenager with some fairly serious problems of her own, and yet preaching to the world. And the world is following her, so much of the world at least is following her. They absolutely refuse. I've got a very good friend who is an extremely credible scientist that spent her whole life studying this issue and lives not very far from me. And she's written books. She has written articles. She has spoken out. And yet, if you listen to the left, Barack Obama said, the science is closed.
He said it's a fact. Bob, he said it's a fact.
Great.
Yeah.
His friend of mine doesn't agree, and a whole lot of scientists don't. And she points out, which we all know, science is never closed. It's never done. You're always learning. And should we be good stewards of the environment? I'm looking out at my buffalo herd, and I live in a, thanks be to God, a very precious part of his creation, and he allows us to look after it. Farmers, ranchers, people like I grew up, my parents, my grandparents, that always were attached to the land, they were the first conservationists, and I still consider ourselves one in the truest sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because you not only are grateful that you got the opportunity to look after the environment, but you want to pass it on to your kids and your grandkids. That's
of course
the legacy of people like I came from, my farmer's rancher's background. They pretend, you know, Barack Obama's never killed an acre of ground. Joe Biden certainly hasn't killed an acre of ground. AOC has never killed an acre of ground. But they're the ones that are supposed to be telling the rest of us what is a good way to be a steward of this precious environment we've been gifted to look after for a little while. It is so upside down.
It really is.
What's going on culturally, and you just get outraged. You wake up here, look at the morning news, the stuff they keep coming up with.
And Bob, you know, let's hone in a little bit. We've got about 40 seconds left before we go to break here. But, you know, you think about the traditional American farmer. and how many of those we've lost, and that corporations have come in and taken them over.
Out of business. Yeah.
Yeah. But to the very point that you're making, the heart of conservatism, the heart of stewarding the land, is innate in American farmers. These farmers that are no longer there, that are now being taken over by these corporate entities, and for them, it's not about farming the land. Not at all. I mean, it's about big business. And we know when big business gets involved, there's a lot of complication and unintended consequences, you may say. We've got more from Bob Bupre. Stay right where you are.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least four. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back. back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we are less than 2 weeks away from the midterms. Early voting already underway across America. And meanwhile, conservatives, Republicans especially, are doing a lot of hard work and vigilance in order to ensure that we truly have a free and fair election as much as possible. But, you know, Bob Beaupre is with us, the former Colorado congressman and businessman and farmer. And Bob, the questions are still there. Many people are still skeptical because, you know, the Democrats, the ruling class, I'd say all politicians, really did not want to address the issue and answer the question of the 2020 election. Was it truly free and fair? All they want to say is, look, we got the numbers. Joe Biden won. Shut up. And meanwhile, you've got 70% of America, well, maybe about 60% of America, saying they suspect there was something fishy that went on in 2020. And what I'm waiting to see is proof where they can come back and say, Joe Biden got 80 million votes and this is how it happened. I mean, this, you know, we did the deep down dive on it. There was no shenanigans, everything. Yeah, we had a couple of minor things. You know, there's doggone people, especially somehow. I mean, the Democrats, they're better than Jesus. I want you to know this, because the Democrats are the only people I know that can raise somebody from the dead, and particularly a Republican. And somehow when they get raised from the dead, they vote Democrat.
That's well put, my friend. It really is. Free and fair elections ought to be, the Democrats like to tell us how our democracy is threatened. Mm. When people lose faith in their election process, it ought to be the responsibility of leadership to restore that faith as quickly as possible. And the reaction has been what you just outlined. And shut up, game closed, move on, we won.
Bob, we're having some you moved around somewhere or something, but we're having some problems with the phone line here. It's kind of bouncing all over the place. Maybe if we can go back to where you were before, and if it was your left toe that was outside the window, whatever, see if we can get a good connection here. Let's see what we can do here.
Is it any better?
Yeah, there it is. Okay, there you go.
Good.
Right. Okay, excellent. All right, go ahead.
I was saying that people, if they believe anything about their democracy, you know, Biden keeps telling us, those other guys are threatening your democracy. No, we're simply raising our hand and saying we don't have faith in free and fair elections anymore. And government, leadership in government, that's our president, ought to be committed to restoring that faith and confidence. When that's gone, what do you got left? So that's one. But then on top of it all, they've come up with all this cultural nonsense that CRT, the transgender ism, worshiping at the altar of abortion. That seems to be all what they've got in their quiver, is those arrows. And people are saying, enough of that. I'm struggling out here in your economy. Your inflation is killing me. My 401k is eroded. My kids aren't in school. They're not doing well as a result. Crime. I don't know about where you're at, but where I'm at, crime has gone up to the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado, of all places, is number one in the nation in auto theft. You believe that?
Wow. I didn't know.
By some measures, number two in fentanyl deaths. And yet the Democrats who are in power shrug their shoulders and say, deal with it, move on. I think voters are going to express their outrage. A whole lot of people have bought into what the Democrats were selling. Maybe didn't like Donald Trump, voted for the other guy, they've had enough. I think this red wave is real. I think we're going to see evidence of it in what is it, 12 days now.
Yes.
I only wish we could take back the White House this election cycle, but I'm one of those that's predicting at least the U.S. House comes Republicans' way, and I think at the end of the day, I was on a noted pollster the other day who went through the numbers too. I think the Senate is likely going to turn Republican as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, we've been championing the call for an American wave because
yeah,
this is what's
go.
Happening,
I like
right? Yeah, a lot of people, it's really resonating with them because this, I mean, we're having, you know, all parties coming together for the American dream and the ideal, as you said earlier. You know, this country not that long ago, 2 years ago, was energy independent. Our borders were getting secured. We had a handle on what the cartels were trying to do and how they were invading our country. All down the line, national security, we had missiles were quieted, you know, in North Korea. Putin was in his place. President Xi was moving along, and you know, we were getting something like $400 billion a year in taxes on China, which I think Biden is all but given away because I think President Xi is calling in a note for all the money that they gave Hunter Biden. And so God only knows, I mean, how corrupt that whole situation is. But, you know, the American people are waking up to this, and they're coming en masse. So I think the pollsters, if you watch, and I reminded people, if you go back in 2016, and if you study what happened with the polls, they were all in favor of Hillary. It was, I mean, Donald Trump didn't even have a shot, right? And and the double-digit numbers that all these candidates had and everything, and then as it started to get close to election day, they started tightening up the numbers because they had to save some sort of face and credibility, and they're doing that again. But you know what they're determining, some of these people that studied this thing very deep realize that most conservatives, they don't want to answer the polls, they don't want to participate in this contest, and especially when you have a weaponized government that is targeting conservatives, just like they did the Tea Party Patriots years ago, right? And so they're saying, look, at, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to vote in the silence and in the privacy of my voting booth, but there's no, it's not necessary for me, you know, to make a stand. I'm not ready to die on that particular hill. But most people are coming to this idea of an American wave. And then at that point, then we've got to hold those who are elected, Bob, as you know, accountable to do the people's bidding. And it's going to be tough because it's, you know, the, as you know, the paradigm and the forces of the Beltway are such, and the deep state, they're well established. And it's a battle royal that's going to take place when, you know, after the midterms and there's a shift in power.
Yeah, there will be, you know, I did have the privilege of being there and going through it, so I understand the system. And unfortunately, Joe Biden still got veto power. Even if we do take the Senate, we won't have 60 almost surely that mm-hmm. would be able to pass whatever they need to pass. And you're still some distance away from a veto-proof majority, even at that. But so there's only so much they can do, but. Thankfully, they'll at least be able to say no to some of the crazy stuff that we've been going through the last couple of years.
How about not funding 87,000? I mean, they get control of the purse, right? Yeah, exactly. How about that?
Yeah, yank that back. The House certainly can do that. I was on Ways and Means, so I understand the Constitution. What it does give is the authority for the purse. The mm-hmm. House of Representatives, and it starts with the Ways and Means Committee. So, absolutely, a whole lot will change. I'll say will because I think it is going to happen. God bless America yet again.
Amen. Amen.
The people need to rise up. American wave. I like that. Very well.
Yeah, said, exactly. Well, you know, and the other thing, too, I think a lot of Americans are wishing that we had a little bit of, you know, British governance to where if we found somebody to be incompetent in a matter of weeks, we didn't need to have to put up for 4 years of that incompetence, right?
Would be nice.
Just saying, the former Colorado businessman and congressional representative. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Bob Bupre.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost. You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is under federal criminal investigation. The probe alleges he offered public favors in exchange for lavish gifts. Philadelphia House Republicans filed two articles of impeachment Wednesday against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, charging him with not adequately enforcing state laws and implementing policies that they say have contributed to a spike in gun violence. As the nation has seen Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman's mental health on Tuesday's debate stage with Dr. Oz, many now understand why Mr. Fetterman only agreed to the debate after mail-in balloting was started. GOP Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
But it doesn't make you a bad person if you don't want a stroke victim to be your neurosurgeon or your airline pilot or your Uber driver or your lawyer or your senator.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez with you. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Craig Huey going to be joining us. Craig is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to what's just around the bend here, 12 days away from more than a fundamental transformation, maybe a reformation that returns us back to the American dream and first principles. How about that?
I hope you're right. There's that great expectation. We're seeing a mighty wave of saying no to the trends that have been happening in our nation and our culture, that we could reclaim America. Even in blue states, it looks like there could be a red wave. But I got to tell you, Bill, we have to be very careful. We have to be in prayer, and we have to do what we can with our family and our friends and others to be able to get out the vote.
Exactly.
And Pelosi said it well. She said, she looks at the polls. She said, I don't care about the polls. And the polls right now are showing there's going to be a revolt in America against socialism, a revolt against the corruption, a revolt against the decline in our culture. But she said, it's not so much the polls, it's who gets out the vote.
Right.
And that's what the radical left is great at, and that's what they're concentrating on, that a minority will go to the poll, and the majority who are paying too much at the store, too much for gas, who are seeing drag queen shows before little 5-year-olds, who are seeing corruption in the schools, who are seeing a decline in every aspect of our life, where we look back 2 years ago, Bill, nobody can say we were better off 2 years ago.
Oh, no, not
and
at all.
So people, whether they're independents or Democrats or Republicans or conservatives or libertarians or Christians, they may be upset. They may not like what's happening. They may say, hey, I would vote Republican to get rid of this and stop the inflation, stop the high gases. But if they don't go to the polls, if their neighbors don't go to the polls, the people in their churches don't go to the polls, they'll let the minority take over. That's
Craig,
the problem.
Exactly. Well, you and I have talked about this for many years, Craig. And when you consider this American dream, the whole genesis of this great country of ours, the church has been at the forefront of it. You know, we say casually, I mean, it's said all the time, well, you know, this country was based, you know, our constitution based on Judeo-Christian principles and all that sort of thing. And it's almost like wallpaper that's been sitting up there for a long time. We just take it for granted. We got to stop taking those key principles, those founding principles, for granted. We have to re-embrace them and honor them. This is why the attack on our constitution, the way it's come out, it's like, wait a minute. You know, you attack it. What's your idea? Where were you 246 years ago to come up with a better idea than the greatest American, the greatest country on God's green earth here? And we've got this track record, and all of a sudden now you think you're going to come in with socialist ideas? And the fact of the matter is that, okay, you hijacked the country, you hijacked our government for the last 2 years, and you've made a mess out of it. And if the people aren't smart enough to figure this out, that this is of Joe Biden, this is of the doing that goes back to Barack Obama when he declared that there was going to be a fundamental transformation of our country. You know, and everybody applauded, you know, you go, okay, but, you know, I asked, you asked, you said, okay, fundamental what? Fundamental transformation to what? What are you talking about? Well, of course, now we know. So all this goes, I mean, you know, the Democrats are so desperate, they want to bring out their pride and joy, Barack Obama, on the campaign trail, because these things are going to turn the numbers. But let me tell you, when you see Barack Obama, you got to see, you got to see Joe Biden. You got to see all the corruption that's been going on, all the elite captured, all this money that's been poured into the pockets of these elected officials, you know, from communist China, from Russia, from Ukraine.
Yes.
Okay, the pastor started in big numbers with Barack Obama, because remember, who was on the take here? We had Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. We had John Kerry. We had Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, and they were all working, for Barack Obama at the same time. And so you're going to tell me that Barack Obama is clean on all this?
You know, here's the thing. Two things every listener needs to know. Number one is Barack Obama was the one who filled the bureaucracy with people who could not be fired, that were not in position of the bureaucracy, like the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice and Department of these bureaucrats were not bureaucrats to make life better in America. It was to transform our politics and our culture and use the government to do that. Now, they weren't fired under President Trump, and then they were enhanced and more energized under President Biden. And it is so disgusting. So we've got that, but we've also got this that people have to realize. The second thing is, Bill, Barack Obama was excellent at community organization and mobilizing people and organizing people to get out the vote. That's what he was great at. And what he did that nobody else had ever done, and wiped out Romney, wiped out McCain, he merged technology and data building to be able to go be in place of the community organization. So it put it on steroids. And he was able to have an army of people getting out the vote. Now, what's going to happen in this election? That's the big question. And so I look around and I see people, some people saying, oh, my vote doesn't count, or, you know, it's too corrupt. The machines will probably change the vote, or they'll say, you know what? I'm just so disgusted with politics. I'm just going to pray, or they'll just forget about, you know, I'm too busy. They'll come up with an excuse for not voting. You know, we have like the judges, probably the one thing that they can do on the ballot that has the biggest impact is who they vote for judge. And, right. and yet many will leave it blank. Many won't go out and vote against the bad judges and for the good judges. And yet, you know, at judgevoterguide.com, all the judges are up so people know how to vote for judges in every 50 states of the union. Every listener can know how to vote for a judge and get rid of the bad ones and elect the good ones. We have the power to do this. And I look, and one of the things I'm really afraid of is that what happened 2 years ago, where the pastors were silent. They didn't even mention that the election was coming up. And Bill, we look on the ballot, not only the decline and the problems with our economy and the decline and the problems with our culture, but we take a look at the fact that we could turn this around, and yet the pastors will be silent, not tell people to go out to vote, not tell people they need to vote for things like in California, listeners, and about eight other states, they're voting for infanticide or for life. And they got to be able to vote their values and protect the unborn. In many states, you've got candidates in blue states, Oregon and Connecticut. You've got a revolution that could go on if people actually voted, where nobody would think that a candidate running for governor in Oregon who was a conservative Republican could win. But they could this election.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, like we talked about before, Craig, the seeds of American democracy were planted by the Pilgrims. People of faith have led the way for this American dream time and again. When you look throughout history and these critical benchmark points, it has been the churches that have awakened and stood for these key mores, these ethical principles that are foundational to an effective governance. You know, like, you know, was answered, what kind of government do we have? Benjamin Franklin said, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And in order to keep it, faith must come into play. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Fourteen minutes before the top of the hour, Craig Huey continues with us, the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, and man of God, the Huey Report. I was talking to Craig off air here, and I cannot claim credit for this. I have to give credit where credit is due, and you've heard me make reference to Tennessee Bob, my dear friend, who stays in touch with me, and he tells me when I'm being naughty and when I'm being nice. He's better than Santa Claus, just to tell you. But he came up with the theme here in lieu of a red wave, that we would pray for an American wave. I mean, because I think this is where we're at, Craig Huey, is that, you always hear the Democrats, the democracy is in danger, for the Republicans and all this stuff, which is, it's so insulting in so many manners because they've done everything they can, to destroy this democracy, to violate our rule of, a constitution, law and order, which has become, an abysmal fake of any kind of representation of law and order. It's become, what one congressman said, the Democrats have turned law and order into lies and disorder. This was, and this was a Democrat congressman who said that. So I thought, well, that's interesting. So, I think that people are getting fed up, but I think it's ripe. Craig Huey, the bottom line is it's ripe for an American wave, that these founding principles that we all believe in, that, at least 1% of the country went to and served in the military and served our country to defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we believe that our oath of office never expires, Craig. We're so committed to this. And we need all freedom-loving Americans, as you say, to forget about the excuses. I mean, when our Constitution says we the people, that means we the people. You've got your role to play. And one of the most important roles that you can play in this democratic republic is to vote. You cannot let your vote, go by the wayside. Let it be misrepresented by other people. I don't care if they're cheating, ballot harvesting or not. At least make your vote count. And there are many people in big numbers, Craig, and I'm encouraged to see how many people are operating as poll watchers to keep an eye and to stop some of the shenanigans. And there's no question. I mean, look at cheaters cheat, liars lie. And this is, again, this is like Halloween for them. They get all dressed up and they're ready to go and, and do their thing and see what they can get away with. And regardless of what Eric Holder says, that, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, OK, well, that's interesting. If there is, if there's no such thing as voter fraud, why do people keep getting arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud there?
Absolutely, Bill. There's no doubt that we had the most corrupt election ever 2 years ago. And, of course, even before that, there was voter fraud. And during that time, there was voter fraud. And there'll be voter fraud this time. But here's the thing. You nailed it on we have now in place, because of what happened 2 years ago, an army of poll watchers that we never had before, who are trained as what to do, what not to do. We have an army of lawyers, what the Democrats did 2 years ago, and the Republicans were asleep. They now have an army of lawyers. They've already filed close to 100 lawsuits to stop any type of county or state corruption that would compromise integrity. We have done so much changes in about 20 states, changes in the state law for election integrity. We're going to have an election that's going to be more fair than we've seen maybe in 20 or 30 years and probably beyond that. I mean, right now, the level of understanding of how to stop corruption and people doing something about it is at a historic high. So that's number one. Number two, we have right now, Bill, an opportunity to see a revolution go on in America to take back America. We have right now, everybody's focused on the Senate and governors and Congress, and they should be. But let me tell you, it's not just that. It's the school board and the counties and the city councils and what have you. But I've never seen across America rising up people who want to restore integrity, people who want to promote homeschooling and school choice in the schools, people who want to stop the indoctrination of kids that turn them into secular nuns, who turn them into ideologues, who turn them into left-wing mobilizers. You know, we have parents and grandparents listening to this program whose kids, they thought they were going to be conservative. They thought they were going to be Christian. They thought they were going to be trained and well, and they can't understand what happened. Well, what happened was in school, it undermined everything the kids were taught in Sunday school and taught by the parents. And we have people running for office who want to stop that. And whether you're in a small town in Iowa or you're a big city in Michigan, there are incredible candidates who will probably win, and that's what we're seeing. But that's only if people go out and vote. And
exactly.
So these local offices, one vote by your listener is like 10 votes, because so many of the people do not vote for these lower offices because they don't know who to vote for.
Exactly.
So, Bill, you know, we mentioned about using a voter guide. I recommend going to my CraigHuey.com and click on the voter guide, and they'll see how to vote for local city council and school board elections. They'll see how to vote for governor and senator. And if we don't cover it, we have a link as to who does cover it. So you can actually go and with your ballot, look at the voter guide and know with confidence how to vote for, not against your value.
Yeah. Craig, what I love about this, I mean, for years, you and I first met in California, and all this great work that you did for Election Forum was pretty much committed to the state of California. And the vision that you and I talked about back then was that, you know, could we have one day a national voter guide? And here it is. I mean, you go to CraigHuey.com and you see there's a California voter guide, a Tennessee voter guide, all other states, judges nationwide, like we talked about earlier. And so, you know, again, in voting, you got to make sure your vote counts. And you do so by voting for, not against your values. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because as Madison said, as Adams said, that our Constitution was established for a people of morals and, and faith. So you take morals out of the equation here, and really, I mean, we're getting a good taste of what it looks like, what America looks like
when it is no longer moral, it's no longer believing in God. Bottom line.
We're at a tipping point. You know, it may be an exaggeration, but I don't think so, to say that this may be the most important midterm election of anybody's lifetime, because we've got to stop what the Biden and these Democratic governors and these local school boards, we got to stop this. And we got to stop this now. And it's not going to stop if we don't get people out to vote and vote the right way. Because here's the thing, like I said before, the radical left is mobilizing people with their voter guide to know how to vote for the school board and how to vote for Congress. And they're using their voter guide, and their goal is to go to their base, to go to their data, bring them to the polls in states where there's ballot harvesting, pick up the ballot and take it to the poll. And what are the conservatives, what are the Christians, what are the Republicans, what are the libertarians doing? If they're only complaining and they're not doing what's necessary to get their families out, their community out, their churches out, their pastor mobilized, they've got to be able to do what they can. They've got Instagram and Facebook. They've got their email list. They've got their text list. You know, the radical left has little videos that train people. Here's what you should say to your friends on your text. Send these out to get them out to vote. Don't just send
them. Here's the templates.
That's what they're going to do, and every listener can do that. Every listener. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've got we got two things that the radical left does not have. We've got the pastor and the churches to get out the vote, because in the past, 24% of the vote used to be evangelical Christians. Now it's about 18%. And we could, because there's so many Christians who aren't going to vote, we could easily get it past 24% if we got the Christians out the vote, because most will not actually go out the vote. And then if we're able to mobilize our contact, but that second thing that we have that the radical left doesn't have, that's prayer. We can pray about this election. You might be in a compromised physically. You might not be able to be mobile. Maybe you can't make phone calls to people. Maybe you can't do the texting, but you can pray. And maybe you can do the texting. Maybe you can do the phone. Maybe you can even go door to door for a local school board candidate that's really good. But you can also pray.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, in those states that they allow ballot harvesting, that doesn't mean that only the Democrats can ballot harvest. I mean, hey, look at conservatives, Republicans, independents can go out and ballot harvest as well, right, Craig? It's legal.
100%. Bill, I went to two churches.
7 seconds. 7 seconds, all we got. Yeah. Craig, how can people be in touch? Yeah, give them your website again.
CraigHuey.com.
There he is. Thank you, Craig. Take care, buddy. God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.